people across the Gaza Strip rally to denounce Israel's crimes against Palestinian prisoners held under administrative detention. They urge the Muslims of the rest of the world not to ignore the prisoners' suffering. More than 100 Palestinian prisoners have been on hunger strike for over 2 weeks to protest their conditions. The U.S. State Department has been accused of refusing to list Boko Haram as a terrorist group during a former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's tenure. Reports say the Clinton State Department argued in 2012 that adding Boko Haram to the terrorist list would make U.S. interests a target of the group's attacks. The Central African Republic's interim leader has blamed the foreign forces' failure to disarm rival militia groups. Catherine Samba Panza also called the implementation of a reconciliation process in the country. Some 7,000 troops from Africa and France have been deployed to restore calm there. Now, South Sudan President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have signed a treaty to end the war in their country. This was the first face-to-face encounter between the two sides since the beginning of the conflict. The meeting was held in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. Saudi Arabia says it has identified 10 new cases of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. The new cases of MERS infection have been identified in the capital, Riyadh, Taif, and Jeddah. The World Health Organization has announced an emergency meeting next week on the deadly virus. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has asked U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to help bring about an end to Kiev's military actions in southeastern Ukraine. Lavrov also urged Kerry to put pressure on Kiev to free political prisoners and issue an amnesty for protesters. In Bahrain, the security forces have once again clashed with anti-regime protesters. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the demonstrators. The violence came after thousands of protesters took to the streets of the village of Janusan, west of Manama, and a number of other towns on Friday. The U.S. Congress is pushing for a sanctions bill against Venezuela over its handling of recent anti-government protests. The bill orders the Obama administration to ban visas and freeze assets of Venezuelan officials. Caracas says the protests are part of a U.S.-engineered plot to topple the government.